This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, May 31, 2017. Ariana McNeil writes, in the Salem News, the Beverly City Council and the Planning Board began the process of considering whether or not to put a temporary ban on recreational marijuana sales in the city. Beverly is not alone in this effort. Locally, Danvers already voted for a temporary pot ban. The ban would last through the end of next year and would allow the city time to look over the regulations planned to be put in place by the Cannabis Control Commission. Those are supposed to be out in March of 2018. Stephanie Williams, city solicitor, says it makes sense for the city planning department to wait to have the regulations in hand. Beverly voted 54% to 44% in favor of legalizing recreational marijuana use. The city could not ban recreational marijuana shops through zoning, imposing buffer zones requirements so large that there's no place in the city to put them. According to Aaron Clausen, city planner, to completely ban recreational pot sales, there would need to be a citywide vote, according to Williams. And much more in the story by Ariana McNeil in today's Salem News. Saugus voters will get a chance to vote on a new middle and high school. Bill Newell reports.
Rick, residents of Saugus will be hitting the polls to vote on $186 million in improvements to the town's public schools on June 20th. Town meeting convened for its fourth meeting since the beginning of the month on Tuesday night to determine that residents will vote on a new $160 million middle school and $25 million worth of improvements to two existing schools for reuse and upper and lower elementary schools. Bridget Turcott writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn, the school building committee recently approved a total budget investment of $186 million, which includes an investment of $160 million for the proposed grade 6 through 12 combination middle high school. The Massachusetts School Building Authority, MSBA, will reimburse the town at a minimum rate of 53%, which is expected to increase of eligible approved project cost. In addition, a $25 million district-wide master plan would restructure the district to include an upper elementary school for grades 3 through 5 at the existing Belmonte Middle School and a lower elementary school for pre-K through grade 2 at the Veterans Memorial Elementary School. The master plan is a town project and is not being pursued through the MSBA. The town's share of the total project would be an estimated $118 million, bonded over a 30-year period. Jonathan McTagg, a 2014 graduate of Saugus High School, described the need for improvements to his fellow town meeting members this way. We would be in class half the time, and the teacher would say, some of you have to move because the ceiling is leaking, he said. We were learning from books that didn't include anything about our first black president. We don't learn sitting in rows anymore. Being talked at by a teacher, we need those collaborative classroom spaces. Our community needs a chance. Our youth needs a chance. Until we speak up, we're not going to get anything that we need or deserve. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm a town meeting member. More on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. For North Shore Today, MSL News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All righty, Bill. Thank you. Ethan Foreman writes, in today's Salem News, local officials are expressing frustration at the refusal of St. John's Prep to make a voluntary payment in lieu of taxes to help pay for some of the tax-supported services the school uses, such as public safety and public works. The headmaster and trustees of the Catholic Boys School have respectfully declined to participate in the Danvers program, which has involved reaching out to major nonprofits in the community to contribute something to the tax base. David Mills, who chairs the Board of Selectmen in Danvers, said he found an attitude of arrogance that stunned him in the school's refusal to make a financial contribution. In an interview, he said he attended St. John's Prep from 1956 to 1960, and it was one of the most important and joyful experiences of my life. It's become clear it's not the same school I attended. Much more on this story written by Ethan Foreman in today's Salem News. Thomas Grillo writes on itemlive.com, Lynn and Nahant beaches should smell a lot sweeter this summer thanks to a decision by the Baker administration to spend $150,000 for algae cleanup. In an effort to balance the state budget, Governor Charlie Baker trimmed the Department of Conservation and Recreation's budget in December by nearly $6 million. He also vetoed $50,000 in spending that was earmarked for the weed removal. As a result, it appeared the deadly smell that has plagued the area's beaches would return. But lobbying by the Lynn and Revere delegation and advocacy groups caused Baker to reconsider. Susan Hamilton, DCR's Director of Park Operations, is quoted as saying, "The governor is very supportive of algae removal, and we will continue to do it and figure out a way as a department to cover the cost." On the chopping block was a DCR-funded algae removal program that has been in place for more than a decade. It operates from April through November in Lynn and Nahant. DCR trucks collect the algae from the beaches and deliver it to a landfill. More on this story, written by Thomas Grillo, in today's Item Live. Ray Lamont writes in the Gloucester Times, "Gloucester residents and visitors who need a taxi have a choice of carriers for the first time in 10 months. The first two vehicles run by the new Fisherman Taxi Company hit the city streets over Memorial Day weekend, and two more are expected to be available within the next day or two, according to Sandra Johnson, a former local taxi driver who initially gained city approval to launch her own, but is managing Fisherman Taxi under owner Tom Taliadoris. The new company, which features bright yellow taxis with black lettering, is based at 43 Gloucester Avenue. The company operating under the name of Polaris Transportation is providing 24-hour, 7-day service with 18 drivers on board and more to be hired. More on this story in today's Gloucester Times, story written by Ray Lamont. This is MSO News Sports.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with a sports update. Boys lacrosse scores from Tuesday. It was Austin Prep 18, Saugus nothing, Pawtucket 12, Manchester Essex 8, and Newburyport over Bishop Fenwick 10-3. Girls lacrosse, Winchester 17, Revere 1, Bishop Fenwick over Shawsheen 22-7, Ipswich 19, Lowell Catholic 1. More lacrosse scheduled for today. Boys action, Marblehead will play host to Northeast Metro at 4 o'clock, while the girls play host to Melrose at Marblehead at 6 o'clock. Most tournament baseball does not start until tomorrow. Go to our webpage for more details. That's msonewsports.com. We have all the brackets for the MIAA boys and girls lacrosse, as well as baseball and softball interactive brackets. And a special feature on the Marblehead girls lacrosse team as they get ready for tonight's matchup against Melrose. That's sports on msonewsports.com.